And on KBRB, we preview the spring sports season, and we're joined on the phone lines by Stewart track and field coach Travis Ludwig as the Broncos get set to head off Friday to the Wayne Indoor Invitational. Travis, appreciate you joining us, and let's talk a little bit about this year's Bronco team. I know you've got a pretty good group of upperclassmen boys back that you'll, I'm sure, plan on having you lead the squad.
That's right, Greg. Thanks for having me, and thanks for covering track. Four senior boys, three of them are returning state medalists. Cade Rum, he was part of the 4x4 and 4x8 last year, as well as Drew Schmatter. Cade will most likely run those events again, and we'll probably look at him in triple jump again and maybe the sprints. We might mix him around a little bit. We'll just see how the relay thing goes. And then Drew, I think Drew should have a strong season in the open 800 and then hopefully be available leg on that 4x4 and 4x8 if we run it again. And then Cameron Kelp. He placed in the discus last year at state, and he was a state qualifier in the shot put, so we're hoping for big things out of him. And then we get Big O Zane Doak back. He's coming off a knee injury, and he didn't get to compete last year, but he's been throwing well in practice, so we're hoping he have a good season as well.
Well, you've got those four kids and that have been to Omaha leading you, but, boy, you've got a good group of sophomore athletes as well.
Well, we've got a few sophomores out. Nigel and Austin Connett, well, we'll probably have some success in those mid-distance races, and Nigel's been trying the high jump this spring, so we'll see how that goes. But we're hoping for big things with those two in the middle distance and maybe the sprint relay, so we'll see how that goes. And Breyer Almgren is the one junior out, and Breyer is going to be working in those sprints and maybe a little bit of middle distance, even though he doesn't really know that yet. But we're prepping him for football because Mr. Sherman, you know, Coach Sherman's on staff, and he loves the concept of a spring football season. So we always do some things to help to get those football boys ready for track.
Well, that, you know, you guys have had a lot of success lately in the relay, so I'm sure you'll be mixing and matching some combinations. Of course, with low numbers, it's kind of hard to put together, you know, a big group of relays is with only four events to go. If you get kids, if you get two or three relays entered, that kind of chews up a lot of those kids' entries. But, boy, you sure have had some success with those relays lately.
Yeah, it's been good. And you know, Drew and Kate have been very instrumental in those two relays, as they have in all sports here at Stewart the last few years. So we'll see what we can do with those relays. You know, the challenge of a small school with small numbers up for track is to kind of find a way to maximize your results with a small amount of kids, like you just said. So we'll see what we can do. We got some pieces. We'll just see how the younger kids come along and how they run, and we'll make a decision at districts where we're going to put those kids. Freshmen out, and we talked about the upperclassmen, and Cole Estel, Kyler Schaaf, Gage Kalp, and Peyton Mustin. So we've seen how those young kids progress and look for big things out of them as they start their track careers.
Well, let's change over to the girls' side. I know, you know, girls in every sport, basically, there's low numbers of girls in the school and haven't had a big number of girls participating. How are the numbers looking for track?
Well, they are not great, Greg. As you alluded to, we have had low numbers for the girls in volleyball and basketball, and we have four girls out, two sophomores, Andy Ledwig and Peyton Sheffield, and then two freshmen, Allie Wondercheck and Kimberlyn Cole. And realistically, you know, they're all kind of at that freshman level because Annie was sidelined last year through a lot of track season, couldn't run due to fractured leg, and Peyton did not go out last year, so she's a sophomore competing for her first time, and then Allie and Kimberlyn are both freshmen. So we'll see. They've been working hard in practice, and I think they all have a lot of potential. And, you know, Annie threw discus last year. She got to do that and threw pretty well, and she had a good junior high campaign in the distance races. So we're hoping for big things at her. And then Peyton Sheffield will high jump for us and probably run some middle distance and sprint races, as will Allie Wondercheck. And Kimberlyn Cole will be in the horizontal jumps and do some sprint work as well. So get some experience there, and these girls are making themselves better for other sports, and we're excited they're out.
Well, you're always a good one to talk to when we take a look at the Niobrara Valley Conference, as you're very familiar with most of the schools up and down the NVC. So as you look to the conference, you get a new member this year for the first time in track and field in Ainsworth. But where do you see the strengths of the conference this year?
Well, I think you'd probably start with the NV girls middle distance crew. You know, Taylan Stark and Delaney Runnels, they're really good. They were both medalists in Class C last year. Obviously, you alluded to Ainsworth being in, and Ainsworth has some real good distance girls. I know that from cross country, and their boys were very competitive and worked hard last year. So I'm sure those two schools will be solid. Boyd County's got some real good girl throwers. St. Mary's always fields a good team. You know, their kids really buy into track, and they fill out those relays well, and they'll have a good Boyd distance runner in Max Berg. So there'll be some bright spots. You know, the NVC always competes well, not only locally, but the state meets. So we'll look to compete as best we can and try to bring home as much hardware as we can at each meet.
Well, appreciate the time, Travis. Thanks, and good luck on Friday at Wayne. We'll see those first results start coming in.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
That's Stewart track and field coach Travis Ludwig on KBRB as we preview the spring sports season.